Squad! Welcome to another episode of Fluency News. I'm Talita Uba, one of your teachers here at Fluency Academy. Thank you for joining me. There won't be any dilly-dallying today, and we'll get right to it. Before we get to our first story, though, let me just remind you to go to fluencytv.com to have access to all of our sources and to the transcript of this episode. A man in Florida is being hailed a hero for landing a plane after his pilot went unconscious. The unidentified man's voice was heard in public flight recordings telling the airport tower that he had no idea how to stop the airplane. An air traffic controller who teaches new pilots helped guide the man down to Palm Beach International Airport just after noon on Tuesday, May 10. Robert Morgan, a longtime flight instructor, has been working with air traffic control for over 20 years. Although Morgan had no experience with a specific model, he was able to give instructions to the man. "I knew the plane was flying like any other plane. I just knew I had to keep him calm, point him to the runway, and tell him how to reduce the power so he could descend to land," Mr. Morgan said. "I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent," the man was heard saying over the radio from around 9,000 feet, 2.74 kilometers, in the air. "He's out," he added. Asked for his position, he responded, "I have no idea." The air traffic controller was tasked with locating the plane, while the man repeatedly said he had no idea how to stop the craft. "I don't know how to do anything," he added. In the recording, Mr. Morgan is heard teaching the man to push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate as he approaches for landing. "Before I knew it," he said, "I'm on the ground." "How do I turn this thing off?" Mr. Morgan recalled. "I felt like I was going to cry then because I had so much adrenaline built up," Mr. Morgan told CNN. "It was an emotional moment." He said that he just wanted to get home to his pregnant wife, and that felt even better. "In my eyes, he was the hero," he continued. "I was just doing my job." The Federal Aviation Administration said the plane was privately registered to an address in the state of Connecticut. The pilot was transported to a hospital by Palm Beach County Fire Rescue. The pilot's name and condition have not been released. Nessa notícia, nós temos muitas frases sendo usadas na voz passiva. A voz passiva é útil para contextos nos quais o que realmente importa não é quem fez a ação, mas quem recebeu a ação ou o que foi feito. Frases na active voice, voz ativa, são aquelas em que a pessoa que pratica a ação está em evidência. Em frases na passive voice, voz passiva, o objeto que recebe a ação é que está em evidência. Em notícias, muitas vezes o acontecimento tem mais evidência do que as pessoas envolvidas, e por isso é comum vermos o uso dessa estrutura em textos jornalísticos. Nessa história, principalmente, como não sabemos o nome do homem que conseguiu pousar o avião, o foco precisa estar no que foi feito e não em quem o fez. Essa estrutura pode ser formada usando o verbo to be e o past participle do verbo seguinte. Talking about the environment, biodiversity, and global warming might get tiring at points. Talking about drones that rapidly fire seeds into the ground, however, will never get boring. A startup in Australia is using a fleet of drones, called octocoppers, to fight deforestation by dropping seed pods into the ground from high in the sky. AirSeed Technology is fighting deforestation by combining artificial intelligence with specially designed seed pods. Andrew Walker, CEO and co-founder of AirSeed Technology, said that each of the drones can plant over 40,000 seed pods per day and they fly autonomously. In comparison to traditional methodologies, that's 25 times faster, but also 80% cheaper, he said. The pods are made using waste biomass, providing a carbon-rich coating that protects the seeds from birds, insects, and rodents. Once in the air, the drones navigate fixed flight paths, planting to predefined patterns and recording each seed's coordinates. This allows their seed to assess the health of their trees as they grow. "We're being very mindful of the fact that we need to restore soil health, we need to restore microbial communities within the soil, and we need to restore primary habitat providers for animals," continues Walker, who believes the sky's the limit for the drone-based technology. The company has already planted more than 50,000 trees and aims to plant a total of 100 million by the year 2024. How cool is that? That's definitely a conversation starter if we've ever seen one. Você sabe como usar as palavras in ou into em inglês? Você já deve ter escutado que in significa dentro, certo? A palavra in expressa um lugar fixo. A palavra into, no entanto, é utilizada para expressar movimento ou direção. Poderíamos traduzir como para dentro, por exemplo. And finally, to end today's episode, some news that probably have at least a few of you squealing. A sequel to Dirty Dancing is coming after more than 3 decades since its debut. The original film's leading lady, Jennifer Grey, is coming back to reprise her role as Baby and to serve as an executive producer. Lionsgate CEO John Feltheimer confirmed the news back in 2020, but more details are now emerging, including the release date of the film. Elizabeth Chomko and Jonathan Levine were tasked with co-writing the script, and Levine will also direct the sequel. Sadly, Patrick Swayze, who was Grey's co-star, passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2009 and will not be shown on screen. Variety has, however, reported that the filmmakers are in conversations with Swayze's team to incorporate the actor's presence in some way. While some original songs from the movie will make an appearance, Levine has said that some 90s hip-hop, Alanis Morissette and Liz Phair are also part of the new movie's soundtrack. The director hopes that a story of summer, romance, and dancing will entice a generation of new fans. He has promised longtime fans of the original to not ruin your childhood. We will tackle the assignment with sophistication, ambition, and above all, love, he said. The studio is aiming for a 2024 release, and the sequel will also be titled Dirty Dancing. A preposição for pode ser traduzida como para em português. Outras palavras em inglês também têm essa tradução, e isso pode causar confusão. For, geralmente, vai ser usado quando você fala de um propósito ou de algo que é feito para ou por alguém, por exemplo. Também usamos essa preposição para falar de um período de tempo, de favores e de funções, funcionalidade ou objetivo de alguma coisa. That was our last story of the day. Did you get the reference in the title? Fans of the original movie are going to have the time of their lives with that one. E se você quiser ter aulas com os melhores experts de influência de idiomas do mundo, se inscreva na nossa lista de espera. Assim, você vai ficar sabendo quando abrirem novas vagas na turma de inglês, espanhol, francês, italiano, alemão, japonês, mandarim e coreano. Para não ficar de fora, aperte o link na descrição desse episódio e faça sua inscrição 100% gratuita. There's a new episode of Fluency News every week, and we'll be waiting for you. See you soon. Bye!